says you think that everybody outside yourself demands your sacrifice. You think that everybody outside yourself demands your sacrifice. But you do not see that only you demand sacrifice, and only of yourself. Yet the demand of sacrifice is so savage and so fearful that you cannot accept it, the demand of sacrifice, where it, the demand of sacrifice, is. The real price of not accepting this, where the demand for sacrifice is, has been so great that you have given, thank you, that you have given God away, or love away, rather than look at where the demand for sacrifice is being made. For if God would demand total sacrifice of you, it seems safer to project God outward and away from you, and not be host to God, which is love. To God, you ascribe the ego's treachery, inviting the ego to take God's place, to protect you from God, which is love. And you don't recognize that it's what you invited in, the ego, the idea of sacrifice, that would destroy you and does demand total sacrifice of you. No partial sacrifice will appease this savage guest. For this savage guest is an invader who but seems to offer kindness, but always to make the sacrifice complete. You will not succeed in being partial hostage to the ego, which is the separated self. For the ego, the fearful mind, the guilty part of the mind, keeps no bargains and would leave you nothing. Nor can you be partial host to it, the ego, the guilty self, the angry self, the fearful self. You must choose between total freedom and total bondage. For there are no alternatives but these, total freedom or total bondage. You have tried many compromises in the attempt to avoid recognizing the one decision you must make, which is total freedom or total bondage. And yet it is the recognition of the decision between total freedom and total bondage, just as the decision is, it's the recognition of the decision just as the decision is, that makes the decision so easy. Salvation, which is right-mindedness, which means release according to the Course, those are just two of the definitions. Salvation is simple, being of God, and therefore salvation is very easy to understand. Do not try to project the understanding, it, salvation, from you and see it outside yourself. In other words, in you are both the question and the answer, the demand for sacrifice and the peace of God. Okay, so let's go back. Remember, the Course is talking about love or fear. So that's how we get past the challenge sometimes with the terminology. Because the ego is the separate self, the fearful self, and God is, of course, the love that created us according to the Course. So basically it's talking about love and fear. Okay, so let's go back. And it also defines sacrifice as loss. Sacrifice is the same as losing. So when it says sacrifice, it's talking about I'm doing something from the attitude of I'm losing by doing this, or I've lost. Okay, so it says you think that everyone outside yourself demands your sacrifice, and you don't see that it's only you that's demanding the sacrifice and only of yourself. That's pretty self-explanatory. That It looks like people outside of us are always asking us to make some kind of sacrifices or make some kind of demands or requests on us that we may not want to do. But the court says what we don't see is that we're the ones that demanding that the sacrifice, and we're the ones that's demanding the sacrifice out of ourselves, because no matter what someone wants you to do, it's only you that can decide to do it. So therefore, it's only you that demands sacrifice of yourself. It's never somebody else. That's you deciding to do something. So if you're in a situation right now and you feel like there's some sacrifice going down, and maybe you're upset because of that in any area, because I like to try to make the cause real practical by just going, okay, what's in your life right now that you're feeling like something's being requested of you that you may not really want to do? But to get past that, he says, recognize, they can make a request. It can make a request. It can seem like it's a request outside of yourself, but it's only you, the one that's going to decide whether or not you make the sacrifice or not. So it's only you that's making this situation out of sacrifice, or it would only be you that decided to sacrifice. Then he says, yet the demand of sacrifice is so savage and so fearful that he says we can't even accept it where it is. So most people, they don't look at it as if they're demanding sacrifice of themselves. Most people will tell you it's something outside of themselves that's demanding them to do something that they don't want to do. So he says we're not willing to accept it where it is. Then it says the real price of not accepting that I'm the one who's demanding sacrifice of myself has been so great that I've given God away rather than look at it, because God is love. And so the premise of this whole paragraph is that we have learned that love demands sacrifice. He says that's what the whole premise of this. And that if God is the ultimate love, then God would be demanding the ultimate sacrifice, which is you. And everything you want and everything you love is all about God. Because that's the way I was taught. It's like every time somebody would tell me what God wanted me to do, it always seemed like it was always something I didn't want to do. Especially when I was a child, growing up as a Southern Baptist. It's like, you know, it's like God was always, everything I liked was bad. And then everything I didn't want to do, that would be exactly what God. And then the court says, let's step it up even more. We've also learned how to see love the same way. You know, the minute that I'm in love, then I've got to be willing to start sacrificing, not doing, changing, not doing what I used to do that I used to love. You know, it's like if the minute I'm in love, then I've got to start sacrificing. So the Course says we see love as sacrifice. And he says the price of not accepting that I'm the only one that can choose to sacrifice is so great that I've given what? Love away. Wow. Rather than look at it, I've just given the whole idea of love away. I know many people just go, hey, love, I'm over it. Okay, I used to do love, I'm over love now, okay? Or you know, I mean, let's get real. You know, it's like don't you know people like that? They go, well, what they don't realize, they've given love away. They've given up on love because they've confused love with sacrifice. So they think that love always demands some kind of a sacrifice. Okay, then it says, for if God would demand total sacrifice of you, if love would demand total sacrifice of you, he says, well, then it seems, what, safer to project love, God, outward and away from me. It seems like it would be better for me if I just kept love away from me. Since love demands sacrifice, please don't fall in love with me. Say you won't be my friend. Say you want to go to a movie occasionally. But please don't tell me you're in love with me. Because the minute you say that, here we go. The dance is about to get started. The sacrifice dance. And then even at the level of the ego, it can be as little as, you used to like to go bowling with your friends, now you can't go bowling. You have to stay at home with me if you really love me. Or I know you like to watch this on TV, but if you love me, I don't like TV, so you won't watch TV. I'm a vegetarian, you better not eat that hot dog, or it's a deal breaker. You and I are finished. You know what I'm saying? This is what the course is saying. When we say we love, it's like it's time for you to make some sacrifices. So if a person's love would demand a sacrifice of me, what in the world would God's love require of me? So that's what the course is saying. So rather than deal with that, we throw the whole idea of God out of the window, and we throw the idea of love out of the window. And the thing about reading the course is that you find as you read it, and especially if you see it as love and fear, You see that everything it says is what we all do all the time. But when we hear somebody say it back to us, we'll respond to it as if it's something that's inconceivable. But it's exactly what we do all the time. We go, I don't understand. What do you mean you don't understand?